عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل بها فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, we find ourselves drawing closer to the end of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. At times, a person may begin an action with much fervor, with much zeal, with enthusiasm. But as is the nature of man, is the nature of insan, when an action is too long, or when he becomes familiar with something for too long, then that zeal, that enthusiasm begins to waver. Especially for an action or for some ibadat to be completed over the course of a month, at times the enthusiasms begin to dwindle and waver. And the testimony to this, if we analyze the masajid, within the first few nights already, the numbers already begin to drop. And when it comes to the latter part of the month, we find again that the numbers continue to drop. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith that innamal a'malu bil khawatim, that actions are judged in accordance to the way it is completed. So these last few days that we have left for the month of Ramadan, it is a time for us to analyze, have we spent this month in accordance to the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And has this month inculcated within us the maqsad of fasting, the maqsad of this month coming upon us? Wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The objective of this month, the objective of the various ibadat as well, and most importantly the objective of fasting, is that for us to attain taqwa, to attain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every one of us should introspect and look at our progress during this month. Has our life changed, or have our lives changed during this month, or are we still the same as we were before this month started? And now the day of Eid is going to be dawning upon us. What intentions do we have? Do we have that intention to go back to the life that we were living before the month of Ramadan? Are we living the life of Ramadan as if we are in a prison? As if we had just placed the pause button on our life before the month of Ramadan. And then when the day of Eid comes, we will be pressing the unpause button, and we will be returning to that life that we are going to be living before that. Or are we going to live our entire lives like we have been living the month of Ramadan? Like the ulama say, or the elders say, that if you live your entire month, the entire life like you have lived the month of Ramadan, then the day that you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the day of Eid. The day that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be a day of true happiness, a true enjoyment, a true serenity and true comfort. My dear brothers, again, that taqwa that we have, that we were aspired to attain during the month of Ramadan, has it come into our lives? And one of the ways of judging whether taqwa has come into our lives, if we analyze the Quran Kareem, the various qualities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned with regards to those who have taqwa. If you analyze the opening of the Quran Kareem, Alif Lam Mim, Zalika al-Kitabu la Rayba Fihi Hudan lil-Muttaqin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this Quran is a means of guidance for those who have taqwa. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some descriptions of those who have taqwa. Alladhina yu'minuna bil-ghayb wa yuqimuna as-salah wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. Thereafter in another ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, sabiqu ila maghfiratin min rabbikum wa jannatin 'arduha as-samawati wal-ard u'iddat lil-muttaqin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to vie with one another, to compete with one another. With regards to what? Towards a Jannah. Towards a Jannah and ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. Towards forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the maghfirat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa jannatin arduha as-samawat wal ard, and vie with one another towards a jannah, which the distance of which is the distance between the heavens and the earth. The size of this jannah is the distance between the heavens and the earth. If you ask anyone, what is the distance between the heavens and the earth, what they will tell you? That such a distance does not exist. It is infinite. It's immeasurable. That is the size that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in store for who? U'iddat lil muttaqeen. For those who have attained taqwa. Again, the month of Ramadan is for us to attain taqwa. Jannah, the size of which is immeasurable, is for those who have taqwa. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some another description of those who have taqwa. Inshallah, we will try to inculcate this. If we have not attained this during the month of Ramadan, then my dear brothers, we have not made any progress during this month. So inshallah, during these last few days, at least make some effort on these. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Alladhina yunfiquna fis sarra wad darra. That those who spend in the state of prosperity and in the state of adversity. With regards to this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing the sahabiyat radiallahu ta'ala anhunna, the female sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anha, the woman folk during that time, what does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell them? Ya ma'sharan nisa tasaddaqna. That ma'sharan nisa, oh gathering of women, give charity even if it be a date seed. A date was something which was extremely common. Well, the most common commodity amongst the Arabs at that time. So naturally, because it was so common, it was regarded as something which was insignificant. And more insignificant than the date itself was the date seed. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the sahabiyat that even if you do not have the date seed would suffice in giving in sadaqah. And فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ, if you don't even have the date seed, to the extent that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages giving, encourages having an open heart, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَبِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبًا, that if you do not have even the date seed to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then at least spread a kind word. And what more kinder word that can give a person, that call him to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It can increase his iman. Sit with him and increase his iman. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they made this their norm, that they would sit with one another, they will call one another, and they will tell them, ijlis bina nu'min sa'a, that sit with us, we'll bring iman for a little while. Sometimes one sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu took offense to this. He tells the sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that I have iman. That why do you want me to speak? Why do you want me to bring iman? The objective was not to bring iman, but the objective was to speak about the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase the level of iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing the sahaba radiallahu anhu tells them that jaddidu imanakum, continuously renew iman, your iman. Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, how do we renew our iman? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, that أكثروا من قول لا إله إلا الله. Continue speaking about لا إله إلا الله. Continue speaking about the reality of the كلمة لا إله إلا الله. That nothing does, so that yaqeen has to enter our hearts. That yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that firm conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to enter our hearts. That nothing does besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that everything would return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. And along with that must have this yaqeen that our success lies only in following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Speaking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala falls under, speaking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala falls under charity itself. And that's what you have been commanded. Under the ayat of ha antum ha'ula idud'una litunfiqu fi sabilillah. There's an ayat in the Quran Kareem where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there will be people who will be called to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْخَلْ. There will be those who will not want to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alama Razi in his tafsir al-kabir has mentioned al-ma'na ha'huna al-muradu al-khuruju fi sabilillah. In the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only limited to spending wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it encompasses everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. In the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the opening verses of Surah Baqarah as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Those who are masters in the who have knowledge of the Arabic language know that this word ma is arm. It encompasses everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sustained this human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us wealth. From that we have to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us health. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us time as well. From this we have to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order for our iman to increase. In order for our taqwa to increase. In order for our heart to be linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order for us to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what are the repercussions of this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَإِن تَتَوَلُّوا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. That if you do not spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you turn away, show independence from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about what is known as istibdal, a changing of nations. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا تَنْفِرُوا يُعَذِّبْكُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. If you do not go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a terrible punishment, a painful punishment is going to come upon you. And what is this painful punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about? وَيَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about istibdal. That a nation, that a person might feel that alhamdulillah, he has iman. That he is going to pass away on iman. But the azab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that your progenies or your lineage for generations to come will be deprived of the beautiful gift of iman. They will be deprived of the gift of kalima la ilaha illallah. And they will be deprived of eternal happiness and enjoyment in the akhirat. And they will be deprived of Jannah. And proof of this, my dear brothers, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tawfiq of just completing a safar to South America. We were in a country called Uruguay, and we spent some time in South Brazil as well. You see, normally when you go to a country, you bring out the good of what you find in that country. Iskam ka naam hai khubiyo ka lendin. When you go to a certain country, you do not speak about the evil or the bad that you find in that country, but you speak about the good that you find. But my dear brothers, there is a ibrat, there is a lesson for us as ummah, as Muslims living in a very small percentage in a non-Muslim country. A country like Uruguay, entire country does not have a masjid in which salah takes place. Jummah salah takes place in two places. One is at the Egyptian embassy, and other is one person has a garage in his offices. He has made arrangements for salah to take place. But five times salah does not take place. A few salahs take place, and Jummah salah takes place in these areas. But there are two masjids which were used as masjids At one point in time. At one point in time, it was used as a masjid. One masjid was found in a port, which, when you look at it from the outside, it possibly had a capacity of about 1,000 people. And they, after some research, some brothers found out that the last salah to be performed there was in the 1950s, 1953 approximately, if I'm not mistaken. From then till a few years ago, there was no salah taking place in the entire country. The reason for this, my dear brothers, is that istibdal took place. That there were Muslims living in the country at one time. Where are they now? The progenies are somewhere there. But istibdal took place as a result of people not holding on to the effort of deen. Not speaking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Slowly you begin to lose your Islamic identity, and istibdal takes place. And what is istibdal? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring another nation in your place. And we saw this physically happening in a few cities where the progenies of Muslims, the people, some of them were born in the Mubarak land of Palestine. But when we go to them, we ask them to come to the masjid. They are refusing to do so. We go to the masjid despondent, but we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends people that had no link to deen. One person in one area it was an area called Rio Grande, where there was the house that was rented for salah. There were just three elderly gentlemen coming for salah. All of them above the age of 70. So whilst we were looking for more Muslims to make the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abad, to bring Muslims into the masjid, we find that some brothers are telling us, because of their lifestyle, they acknowledge that they are Muslim, or they were Muslim, but because of their lifestyle, they cannot come to the masjid. But when Maghrib salah comes for iftar, we find alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of his deen. If you do not take care of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of his deen. We find a brother who was a Cuban gangster. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him hidayat without anyone going to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him hidayat whilst he was in prison. He was incarcerated, and he began searching for truth, and he began searching for the deen of Allah subhanahu the true deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him and he accepted Islam. And he not only did he accept Islam, but his fellow gangsters and his fellow henchmen, he invited them towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are the people who are now filling up the masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if we do not make an effort for deen, if we do not speak about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this painful punishment, this painful azab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. And that is the azab that istibdal will take place. Another nation will be brought in our place, in our place. ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. Then your example will not remain. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Going back to the ayah that I was speaking about, the qualities of those who have taqwa, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our health, wealth and time for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, that those who swallow the anger, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and along with that, they overlook people. With regards to this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, مَنْ كَذَمَ غَيْضًا وَهُوَ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ يُنَفِذَهُ دَعَاهُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَىٰ عَلَىٰ رُؤُسِ الْخَلَائِقِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يُخَيِّرَهُ مِنَ الْحُورِ الْعِينِ مَا شَاءَ. That person who has the ability of meeting out his anger, that person who swallows his anger whilst he has the ability to meet it out, what reward does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call him on the day of Qiyamah in front of all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him that go and choose whichever hur-e-een you desire that is for you on account of you swallowing your anger. And on the other hand, when you find that what is the repercussions of not swallowing your anger and meeting out your anger and fighting with your fellow Muslim brother, the lesson for us to draw, we are searching now during the last 10 nights for the night of power, for Laylatul Qadr. What is the reason? Why is it that we do not know the actual night, the exact night of Laylatul Qadr? Why do we not have the exact knowledge of which night this is going to fall? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that I was going to inform you of the night of Laylatul Qadr, that which night it is going to fall, the exact night on which it is going to fall. But because of two brothers having a dispute with one another, the entire ummah became deprived of the exact knowledge of Laylatul Qadr. Because of two brothers. This ulama explained that just two brothers having a dispute was a sabab of us being deprived of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exact rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine if the entire ummah is fighting with one another over small disputes. If families are not fighting on a large, leave two brothers on a larger scale, if one family is not speaking to another family on account of few rands and cents, what are the repercussions of that? What is the sabab of, what mahrumiyat does that bring upon? And then when one nation does not speak to another nation, or one large group does not speak to a large factor on account of few differences which will not even make a difference in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not question you with regards to that. But on account of that, you have split the ummah. Imagine what are the repercussions of that. So Allah subhanahu, on one side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises hur-e-een. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands guarantee. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَنَا زَعِيمٌ بِبَيْتٍ فِي رَبَضِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْمِرَى وَإِنْ كَانَ مُحِقًا. That I stand guarantee for a house on the outskirts of Jannah for that person who leaves out fighting, even though his fighting may be justified. On one hand, we have got Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam standing as guarantee. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calling a person, guaranteeing a person from the hur-e-een. And on the other hand, we have, if we do get involved in fights, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat, we will be deprived of the rahmat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we are deprived of the rahmat and the maghfirah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then where do we stand as individuals, my dear brothers? So this month of Ramadan, again, it is going to come to an end. Let us firstly make an intention that these last few days, if the objective of Ramadan has not yet come into our lives, if taqwa has not yet come into our lives, then let us exert ourselves during these last few days and make an intention that how we are going to live our lives during the month of Ramadan. After the month of Ramadan, we will continue with this ibadat. We will continue with tilawat of Quran. We will continue avoiding fights. Continue avoiding layani. Continue avoiding objects of conflict and disunity. And also we will continue gaining the closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like after the month of Ramadan, we will be enjoying the day of Eid. So inshallah, after when our lives end, the day we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be a day of Eid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives tawfiq wa make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.